Muy buenas tardes a todos los que están conectados a través del satélite Amazonas y el satélite Eutelsat 8.
Good afternoon to everyone connected through the satellite Amazonas and the satellite Eutelsat 8 in the different countries. Today, Friday, April 19th of this year, 2024. Greetings to the missionary Miguel Bermudez Marin there in Guatemala, where he is, along with the ministers of the different countries of Central America and Latin America. Those who are there, and others, brothers and sisters, gathered on this occasion. The subject that we have for today is the House of God of the New Covenant, preached on February 28, 2015, in Villahermosa, Tabasco, Mexico. And he used the scripture of Ephesians chapter 2, verse 11 to 22. And let us read on verse 14 and on where he tells us, "For he is our peace, who had made both one, and had broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace." There on the side he writes, Revelation 7 verse 2, 14, verse 1, and Matthew 24, 30-31. And he draws a Star of David. There at the beginning of those scriptures, he wrote it upward. And that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off, and to them that were nigh. And there he drew a cornerstone in the ages, and an arrow from the cornerstone, and toward a Star of David. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore ye are no more strangers or foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. And there he drew a Star of David on the left side, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord. And there he draws a cornerstone, and the little part of the ages, and in the cornerstone he draws Star of David inside, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. The house of God of the new covenant. You may please be seated. In the message, the angels bringing the revelation of the seven seals, preached on Sunday, February 26, 2017, here in Calle, Puerto Rico, he tells us, on Mount Transfiguration, Moses and Elijah appeared with Jesus, talking with him about what? About his departure to Jerusalem. In the book of quotations, on page 42, paragraph 345 tells us, Matthew 17, all right. After 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John in a high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them. And his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. He was transformed. What did he do? Passed himself into transformation over into his coming day. They taken Jesus up on the mountain, or he taken them up. And he was transfigured before them, transformed. His raiment shined like the sun in the middle of its strength. And there appeared unto him Moses and Elijah. What form is the Son of Man coming in now? Well, first, will be Moses and Elijah. Now notice, before Jesus returned to the earth, now this is a little ahead of time, but the spirit of Elijah will return back to the earth and turn the heart of the children back to the Father. The Bible said so. Jesus saw him here. The apostles saw him here. The order of the coming of the Son of Man glorified. He's to be glorified and coming back. The first thing, before they saw him, was what? Elijah. Then what? Moses. Israel returning yonder. the lawkeepers, and then the glorified Son of Man. Hallelujah! Do you see the order of His coming? And there He writes, the coming of the Son of Man glorified. And above He writes, adoption. Moses and Elijah equals the coming of the kingdom. Now, our brother William continues saying here, Elijah is a prophet for all the nations. And Moses is a prophet exclusively for Israel. Moses, a prophet exclusively for Israel. Therefore, those are the ministries with which God will call and gather together the elect, the 144,000 Hebrews, 12,000 from each tribe. And the 12 tribes will be together there, the 10 northern tribes and the 2 southern tribes, the tribes of the south, the 2 southern tribes led by the tribe of Judah. Now, remember that in the book of Quotations, it tells us that Elijah calls Moses. Let's search for it. That is in the book of Quotations on page 57. Paragraph 494, it says, the spirit of Elijah, and he writes, fifth Elijah, of this Gentile church, would just continue right on into that Jewish church. Go right on in and call Moses with him. There on the right, he draws a cornerstone on the ages and an arrow below on the seventh age. And then you can see the arrow on the cornerstone. That is, he draws another arrow there. Go right on in and call Moses with him. Hallelujah, you see it? And he, see? And he, there he circles the part and he. Brother William circles that. That is, he is the instrument, the veil of flesh. And he will preach the same message of Pentecost to those Jews. And he writes, Year of Jubilee, Leviticus 25th. That they rejected the Messiah. Amen. You see it? It will be the same Pentecostal message that these Jews will preach right over to them. And he writes, the Jewish age equals dispensation of the kingdom and age of the cornerstone. And he also writes, the Gentile age. And above toward, that on the left side, toward the top, above the paragraph, he writes, Moses and Elijah. Now, also, on page 94, on the book of quotations, paragraph 815, it tells us, look at Moses' ministry. Elijah was a prophet to all nations, but Moses was a lawgiver to the Jews only. See what we read there at the beginning, where Brother William told us Elijah is prophet for all nations and Moses a prophet exclusively for Israel. And here he tells us, look at Moses' ministry. Elijah was a prophet to all nations, but Moses was a lawgiver to the Jews only. On the right side, he writes, Moses, Elijah. Moses only went to the Jew. The prophet Elijah was to all nations, but Moses became a prophet to the Jews, a lawgiver. See? That was his message, the law. And above, he writes, Elijah, dash, for all nations. Moses, dash, for the Jews. Let us also search on page 55, paragraph 482. Here on the last part, it says, the hour was not yet. This is when the angel told him that this was not his hour. And he said to him, stay out of Palestine. This is not your time. he says. The hour was not yet. The iniquity of the Gentiles hasn't filled up yet, just to the end of the cup. But someday that will be, and God will send somebody there. And he writes Moses and Elijah. That's a prophet, and will prove to them. I trust that God will raise him up right away, whoever he may be, that raise him quickly. I believe it has to come. And he writes, the messenger to the Jews equals a prophet. And also on the right side, he writes, the wickedness of the Gentiles. And notice, in the book of the seals, on page 359, there also tells us about that ministry of Moses that joins the ministry of Elijah. It says on page 359. Notice, when Elisha, when he came to fulfill the ministry in Malachi 4, as Malachi 4, Elijah was by himself. But when he came to minister to the Jews of Revelation 11, he has Moses with him. And there he writes, Moses and Elijah. In other words, the ministry. So, there is no confusion, not a bit, see, get it? But the same inspiration that Teddy Elijah will come for the last part of the church age, to restore the faith of the children back to the original faith of the fathers, the apostolic faith, which you're supposed to go back. And the Antichrist has got them all pulled out, to restore back, as all the rest of the scriptures that blended together, see? He comes by himself, see? But when he comes to the church, the Bible, or comes to the 144,000, the Bible plainly states that both, there is two of them, not one of them, two of them. In other words, two ministries of Elijah and Moses, which is the fulfillment of the coming of the Son of Man with his angels. And those angels are the ministries of Moses and Elijah. And his first ministry couldn't take the Jews and put them back to the law, because he comes preaching Christ to the 144,000. Amen. There he is. That Messiah that was cut off. Amen. That's it. So don't have it confused. It's not confusion. The scripture don't lie, not a bit. Glory. Oh, when I seen that, I said, thank you, Lord. When I was watching it take place out there, seeing that Elijah walk out there for that first time by himself, and he was himself. Then when I see him come again, way on over to somewhere else, there was two of them there when that took place, said, there it is. That does it, Lord. Amen. I see it now. If I hadn't have mentioned it, it'd be a little confusion for somebody. But he told me to mention it, so I did. And there he writes, Elijah will return with Moses. And there, he draws a Star of David. There where it says Elijah was cut off. There on the right, he draws a Star of David. And on the left, he writes, Moses and Elijah preach Christ today. And our brother William continues to say, the question is, for the Jews at this time, or of the Jews at this time, and of Christianity, where is the one who will sit on the throne of David, as Son of David? Where is the manifestation of the Son of Man on earth with his angels calling and gathering his elect from one end of heaven to the other? Where the elect of Christianity, of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, have been gathered together, which are written in heaven in the Lamb's Book of Life, since before the foundation of the world. Notice on page 62, in the Book of Quotations, on paragraph 542, it tells us, now, the coming is so imminent, the second coming of Jesus, he is gathering his elect together. I believe that. Oh, they'll come from the east and the west. Where the carcass is, the eagles will gather. There on the right, he writes, west. He draws a cornerstone and the ages. And below, he writes, east. And he writes, gathering the angels, Moses and Elijah. Oh my, what is it? He's got his uniness, his true unisys, showing himself among them. out of every denomination, bringing his elect together for all kinds of churches, from everywhere bringing out his children, falling right in line with his word. And there on the left of his word, he draws a cornerstone. What? Now, the coming of the Lord Jesus is so imminent, the coming of judgment. There above that paragraph, he writes, the coming of the Lord equals the coming of the judgment, because he comes as judge. In his second coming, he is manifesting himself as judge. He is calling his elected together in uniness with himself, with the same kind of a ministry he had. He is calling the elect Pentecostal out to make the headstone to come into it. And there he draw a cornerstone and the ages on the left side. A very same kind of a ministry dropping right in on it, calling his children from all denominations and all walks of life. What has he done? He has placed with them a true teacher. True prophet who stays with his word, the Bible. My sheep hear my voice, said Jesus. And he writes, teacher equals prophet. And he writes, the voice, upward on the right side. If that was his voice then, it's his voice now. Anything contrary to that voice is not sheep food. They won't follow it. Oh, brother, from east, from west, out of every denomination, out of every organization, they've come from the east and west, gathering together. And there he also draws a cornerstone on the left side, and the ages. Our brother William continues to say, in the year 1963, February 28, in Tucson, Arizona, seven angels appeared to the Reverend William Branham. They lift him up with them. One of the angels, the one who was different from the rest, lifted him up with him, and he became part of the group of the angels that were in that cloud of glory. And the Reverend William Branham says that there were seven angels, but one of them was different from the rest. Those were the seven angels of the seven church ages, of which the Reverend William Branham was the seventh angel of the church. And one of them, for he says that he is standing looking toward the west, in front of him, and the angels come from the west to the east. And he says that one of the angels was very different from the rest. He was very strange. He was not one of the seven angels of the church, but an eighth angel, counting the Reverend William Branham as number seven. Now, let us go there to the Book of the Seals, page 545, where it tells us about this little portion here. It says, and did you notice that one angel, I said, in there was a strange angel. He looked more to me than any of the rest of them. Do you remember that? They were in a constellation, three on the side and one on top. And the one right next to me here, counting from the left to the right, would have been the seventh angel. He was brighter, meant more to me than the rest of them. You remember? I said, he had his chest out like that and was flying eastward. And he writes, east, on the right there. You remember? Like that, I said, he picked me up, lift me up. You remember that? Here it is, the one with the seventh seal. And he writes, Moses and Elijah have the second coming of Christ. The thing that I've wondered all my life. And there he writes, who? In the form of a question. We have already read this. When he writes, who will be the man in whom the second coming will be fulfilled? In the form of a question. And he also writes there, Moses raised up Elijah. And he writes in this other book of the seals, seventh seal, the angel. Amen. The mother seals meant a lot to me, of course, but oh, you don't know what this has meant for one time in life. And there above he writes, the second coming of the Lord. Now, Our brother William continues to say, they come from the west to the east, and the Reverend William Branham is looking from the east to the west, facing them face to face. He says he was the one with the seventh seal, that angel who was different from the rest, and the seventh seal, what is it? The coming of the Lord. Page 72. Of the book of quotations, paragraph 619, it says, now, we have already seen and are witnessing the appearing of the Lord. And he writes, with Elijah, now remember, appearing and coming is two different words. And there, appearing, he had drawn there, he drew a cornerstone and the ages, and an arrow towards the seventh age. On that part right there, of that sentence where it says appearing of the Lord, and where it says, and coming, well, there an arrow towards the cornerstone. It's two different words. To appear, he writes Elijah, and then to come, and he writes Moses and Elijah. Now, is the appearing. He's already appeared in these last days, right here with us in the last few years. And above he writes, the appearing equals with Elijah, the coming dash with Moses and Elijah. Our brother William continues saying, one day, the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ will know that angel. Now notice that for the fulfillment of the coming of the Messiah 2,000 years ago, he was there in the midst of the Hebrew people. And the people still didn't know that that young carpenter was the fulfillment of the coming of the Messiah, the coming of the one they were waiting for. When the time came in which God was going to fulfill that first part of the first 3.5 years of the 70th week of the prophecy of Daniel, there then they recognized that instrument in whom God would fulfill His first coming. Now, many rejected Him. Only those ordained to eternal life received Him. Now he says here, one day the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ will know that angel, and therefore, they will know the mystery of the coming of the Lord to His Church at the last day. And then Israel will recognize Him and say, why with a group among Christianity? Now, if Israel is going to recognize Him in the midst of the Church of the Lord, then He has to be in a veil of flesh, in an instrument, in a man, anointed with the spirit and power of Elijah, and the spirit and power of Moses and Jesus. They will be seen what in the midst of Christianity the Church has already seen and have already received. He goes on to say, because that is how the program of God is. God's program was not made by a man, but made by God. On page 116 of the Book of Quotations, paragraph 1026, it tells us, this book is already open. That's right. Just waiting for the seventh seal to be identified of the coming of Christ. And he writes, the seventh seal equals the coming of the Lord, Elijah and Moses. Notice how the seventh seal is identified with the coming of Christ, that is the coming of the Anointed One, the coming of the fulfillment of that angel who was different from the rest. He continues saying, I'm in the message, the angels bring in the revelation of the seventh seal. Our brother William continues saying, therefore, we pray to God that we'll have the privilege to see what the Reverend William Branham saw when the angels came to him on February 28, 1963, and may God allow us to see the angel who was different from the rest and thus receive the blessings he has from God for the mystical body of Christ and then for the Jews. That is what God is doing in the midst of his church, bringing the blessings from the Lord to the mystical body of believers, to the house of God that is under that new covenant, and later on, to the Jews. He goes on to say, in him, in that manifestation of him, he will fulfill the second part of the coming of the Son of Man, to judge as a judge. The first part was fulfilled in grace in the Reverend William Branham, and in all of its fullness 2,000 years ago, it was fulfilled in Jesus Christ. And before that, it was partially fulfilled in a portion in each prophet who was sent by God to his people. On page 96 of the Book of Quotations, also tells us there, on paragraph 830, he tells us, watch them. If any man hurt them, fire proceeded out of their mouth, the word. The Holy Ghost come upon the apostles, you see. Fire proceeded out of their mouth. Now notice over here in Revelation 19, we see the same thing. A great sword proceeds from his mouth, the word. See, Christ's coming, and he slayed his enemies with it. Is that right? Now he is on his road. And he writes, Revelation 19 is Elijah and Moses. And what is Revelation 19? The coming of the white horse rider, the coming of the word, which, and who has this name written on his vesture and on his tie, King of kings and Lord of lords. It is in his claiming work where those ministries of Moses and Elijah are being operated. Revelation 19 is Elijah and Moses. Our brother William continues to say, now remember that there he was telling us that the manifestation, the first was fulfilled in grace in the Reverend William Branham, which he says that there in paragraph 183 on page 22 of the Book of Quotations, it says, the Son of Man is now being revealed from heaven. Will he come after a while, Brother Branham? It is now. And I hope I won't have to make this so personal of this own meeting, but that your spirit within you, that's given you by God, can read what I'm talking about. The Son of Man has already come from glory and is revealing himself for the past few years to his church in mercy, showing them his great presence, doing the same things that he did when he was here on earth, revealing himself like he did to Abraham before the destruction. He has come now in mercy, revealing himself to the church. Now, how does he reveal himself in mercy? In a prophet, in the Reverend William Branham. At that time, he was revealing himself in mercy. It's being laughed at and scoffed at the next time. And he writes, in the third dispensation, in other words, notice the dispensation of the kingdom. The next time he reveals himself, he'll be in judgment on the world and the nation that's for God and sin, their way of grace, their day of grace, rather, away. And he writes, second dispensation. And there he writes, Elijah and Moses. And he also writes above, Revelation 19:11-21. Now, if he says that the next time he reveals himself will be in judgment, because in his second coming he comes as judge. Well, that promise was not fulfilled in Dr. William Soto Santiago. He was an archangel, a prophet, which he called him a prophet of the sixth dimension, in the midst of the church bride, bringing us the good tidings, announcing the second coming of the Lord. As Brother Branham said, that the archangel Gabriel announced the first coming of the Lord, and will announce, he says, the second coming of the Lord. When you put all the pieces in their place, you see the whole picture. But only the elect of God, those who are chosen of God, predestinated of God, are the ones who would understand this mystery of the seventh seal that is being opened. And when it is opened, the wise, as God said to Daniel, would understand. The rest, when it is opened, then they start to say, this can't be. This guy is a madman. This guy is a blasphemer. This guy is an usurper. This guy, he can't be the one. What he's saying can't be. See? Because they are not ordained to receive the fulfillment of the coming of the Lord. The fulfillment of the one who the bride was waiting for. Because the bride knows that she was about to be raptured, but that rapturing faith was needed, which is contained in the thunders, which is being made known in a great tenth cathedral. What is the thunders being spoken and bringing the revelation? Well, it is none other than what the seventh seal is. It is to know the seventh seal. Knowing the seventh seal, knowing the angel who was different from the rest. It is knowing the one who has been sent to take his bride. Look how simple everything is. The rapturing faith, knowing the one which God has sent to take her, the bride, the elect, the children of God, to the marriage supper of the Lamb. It is as simple as that. And I think we've spoken very clearly there. Now, our brother William continues to say here, everything is in simplicity. The Reverend William Branham says, therefore, the greatest event in the biblical history pertains to this end time, and soon it will be revealed. We are already living that soon. That mystery is already being revealed, and soon it will be revealed, and he will bring the faith to his church, because it is in his church, in his house, the most holy place, in the stage of the most holy place, which is the age of the cornerstone. And he will bring the faith to his church to be transformed and taken with Christ to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Notice what is revealed for. What is that mystery revealed for? To give her the faith. And he will connect with the Jews for God to deal with the Jews again in this end time. But first, the church is the one to have him and recognize him and receive the message, the revelation of that mystery, to receive the faith, to be transformed and taken with Christ to the marriage supper of the Lamb. All of that is that angel that was different from the rest, because that angel was the one that was there at that moment when Brother Branham was caught up. He was the one who had the seventh seal. And when that angel is in the midst of his church, opening the mystery of the seventh seal, then there is where we know that angel. We know his name. We know everything that that angel comes speaking to his church, fulfilling the promise of Revelation chapter 19, verse 11 to 21, and fulfilling Revelation 11, and all those scriptures that pertain to the coming of the Son of Man with his angels. He continues saying, this is a very important year for Christianity, also for the Jews. Therefore, be prepared, praying, drawing closer to God. We want everyone to receive the blessings from God, and may we all be prepared to be transformed and taken with Christ to the marriage supper of the Lamb, the house of God of the new covenant. Let us stand and thus leave
en este tema
in this subject
que tenemos para hoy,
that we have for today,
la casa de Dios,
the house
del nuevo
of God
pacto,
of the new covenant,
a nuestro apreciado
our
hermano
dear
y amigo,
brother and friend,
el doctor
Dr.
William
Soto
Santiago.